The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
In Genesis 26, from verse 1, when you get to verse 4, stay here. Verse 5, why? Because Abraham obeyed me. Abraham obeyed me. He followed my command, my commandments and my statutes. Because Abraham obeyed me and did everything I required of him, keeping my commands, my decrees, and my instructions. So because of Abraham, Isaac could survive in the famine land. Because of Abraham, I need to record myself. Because some of these words, they are not from me. Because of Abraham, Isaac could survive in the land. There it is. Genesis 26, verse 5. The reason why God said to Isaac, stay here. As others were running away, you be here. You, wherever you are, because of Abraham. Beloved, how are you serving God? Not just your physical. How are you serving? What is it that God is going to use to deliver your generation or your seed? And I said this to them, and I tell you that it was a great blessing. So I want you to know that whatever we are asked to do, it benefits you first. It benefits you first. Prayer doesn't benefit God. Come and stand here and lead praise and worship everything. What I'm doing here, it doesn't benefit God. It benefits me because I'm obeying Him. Look, God is God. Without you, He is God. Nothing of yours changes Him. No. If you say you will not worship Him, He is still God. If you say you worship Him, He is still God. Everything is to your own advantage. That's why tonight, you want to pray on the theme, let this unyielding thing, instead of thing, let me put the media, thank you. Let this unyielding Pharaoh, say unyielding Pharaoh. The media, this time you are doing very well. The way you type this thing, I think something good has happened there. Say, let this unyielding Pharaoh give up. You are going to command the unyielding Pharaoh to give up. Unyielding Pharaoh, unyielding situation, unyielding battle, unyielding whatever. Everybody is here. There is something, an area of your life that is not yielding. Some of you, it is marriage. You have been praying for years, believing God for a husband, a wife. That area alone is not yielding. It's not responding. Why? Now you know. Every unyielding thing has an altar, a covenant that supports it. Every unyielding thing has a covenant, an altar that supports it. That supports the spirit behind that unyielding situation. Until that covenant is broken, until that altar is demolished, until the license and the legal right of that covenant and that altar is broken, it will still unyield. But the moment it is removed, you know, tonight, one of the associate pastors was supposed to lead. But we had the pastor's deeper life when the Holy Spirit said, go and finish up this week. Because what you are doing, you are laying a foundation for my people. From next week, they are going to start soaring. They are going to start flying. They are going to start soaring. I think you didn't get the word soar. That's why you didn't say amen to it. But immediately I say fly. That's why you understand. Or they are going to start cruising. I say from next week, we are going to start cruising. We are going to start cruising. In my car, it has a device, cruise. You just put it there. All that you need to control is the steering. Your legs are off. Anything. Only the steer. And put it into cruise. You should only cruise like a place like motorway. Or a straight route. Because the speed doubles. The shortest time you are wherever you are going. So next week, we are going to start cruising. Look at Exodus chapter 5 verse 1 and 2. Exodus chapter 9 verse 1. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel says. You see, let me stop here. Anytime you are reading the Bible, please take note of the words of God, the words of Jesus Christ, the words of the Holy Spirit. This Bible you are holding. That's why I like the New Testament Bibles that have the words of Jesus Christ in red. In red, it is easier. Because the Bible you are holding is not only the word of God that is inside. The devil also speaks. Human beings spoke. Demons spoke. Demons spoke. The Bible does not contain only the word of God. It contains the word of human beings, the devil or Satan, and demons. So anywhere you see that says the Lord, those words that will follow, that say, take note of. Don't play with them. There are words also that people spoke under inspiration. Say inspiration. Like David. The Psalms. Psalm. There are places also that people spoke by experience. Like what? Solomon. Ecclesiastes. Proverbs. Solomon spoke under inspiration by experience. Those things were recorded. So the Bible contains not only the words of God, but we have the word of God, we have the words of the Holy Spirit, we have the words of Christ, we have words inspired by other men, and then we have the words of the devil or Satan and demons. So here, let's look at what God said. Let me start again. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel says, let my people go. This one, Kayatakaba. These are the words of God. Let my people go so that they may hold a festival to me in the desert. Pharaoh said, these are the words of Pharaoh. Pharaoh represents the principality of the devil. Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord and I will not let Israel go. Go to Exodus chapter 9, verse 1. The same thing is there. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord, the God of the of the Hebrews says, let my people go so that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them back, the hand of the Lord will bring a terrible plague on your livestock in the field, on your horses and donkeys and camels, and on your cattle and sheep and goats. But the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and that of Egypt, so that no animal belonging to the Israelites will die. Let me just end there. So you see, when you read verse chapter 6 of Exodus, then the Lord said to Moses, now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country. God also said to Moses, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I like this. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, where they lived as aliens. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of Egyptians, and I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and cruel bondage. Then they said to Moses, go tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go out of his country. But Moses said to the Lord, if the Israelites will not listen to me, why will Pharaoh listen to me, since I speak with faltering lips? You see, you can bear with me. Do you know what happened to the Israelites in verse 8? That they didn't listen to Moses because of their discouragement and cruel bondage. Look, Christianity has gotten to a point of disillusionment. People are just going to church. Because it is like we don't see things. People are discouraged. How many times were the Israelites not here? You will go. How many times did Moses appear to Pharaoh? 10 times. 10 times. Moses told them, God will release you. They have heard it, so they were tired. They've listened it. They were tired. Look, some of you are sitting here. You go to church. Some of you are following online. To be honest with you, you are tired. Only that, you don't know where to go. So you still have to go to church. I'm telling you. Because some of you will say, that's what the Israelites told Moses. But listen to me. A day is coming. It will no longer be Yatiabre. Diawutinu ebebamu. Amen. I'm telling you. This is where we are. But we must persevere. Moses went to Pharaoh 10 times. The 10th time, Pharaoh said to Moses, the day I will see your face again, you will die. Moses said, you won't see my face again. You see, Pharaoh prophesied, and Moses prophesied back. Pharaoh said, the day I see your face, you die. Moses said, today is the last day. We will see each other's face again. Today is the last day. We will not see each other's face again. We will see each other's face again. You know, Pharaoh represents an unyielding situation, an unyielding condition, an unyielding disease, an unyielding battle, an unyielding attack. Unyielding. But you know, let me tell you, what God told Isaac, why Isaac should remain in Gerar, that because of Abraham, we too, because of Jesus Christ. Isaac had the father Abraham. You too, you have who? Jesus Christ. We too, because of Jesus. You can also stand, those of us who don't have Christian parents, who have laid a foundation, you can use Jesus. You don't know why I am so serious with the things of God. You don't know. Because my background is fetish, demons, idols. Some of the demons on earth, I believe that my grandfather brought them. I'm telling you, some of the demons that are torturing people today, for many years that he was a fetish priest, he brought them. So such a person, you need the mercy of God. You need to be serious. I'm telling you, my mother's father, you need to be serious. And my grandmother too was part, but at the point, she began to go to church. Yes. So, we like this, you use Jesus Christ. Because of what Jesus has done. Pharaoh represents a principality, an unyielding situation. Now we know what to do to an unyielding situation. Take off their lances. Take off their legal rights. And then command them. We are going to pray the same way we pray at the 11th hour prayer parade. But our theme tonight is, let this unyielding Pharaoh, instead of thing, we are putting Pharaoh there. Let this unyielding Pharaoh give up. Give up. Every unyielding Pharaoh in my family, in my father's house, the Pharaohs that are holding people's destinies, testimonies, breakthroughs, miracles, etc., in your father's house, in your mother's house, they must give them up. Let's begin to thank the Lord right now. Say, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. Begin to thank the Lord for this revelation, this eye opening. Thank God for his word right now.
Father, we thank you, Lord. 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 We give you the glory. Yes, so Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this revelation, Lord. Thank you for the word, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Kabo sikandila kayandaba libros kabandali reketiki anda sutalia mama kabo sikarababa. We thank you, Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Rakatos kiandele kayandele baba kabo raba limosi kandele kayanda sikereketi mama likale keraski andoroboko bushande. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you once again, Lord. We thank you for once again the opportunity, Lord. We thank you, Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Revelation is one of the greatest weapons. And I thank God for the gift of revelation he has given to me. As we went to the prayer meeting today, men of God were praying. The thing was not moving. My wife looked at me. She said, look at men of God. The prayer not moving. They are praying at me. The thing was not moving. Then I told my wife, see, they needed to declare the blood. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19. We enter into the most holy place by what? The blood. You see, the moment you declare the blood, they will take over. Because it was after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that the Holy Spirit came. The blood, they went together. So the moment you declare the blood, the way is open, the Holy Spirit takes over. But you see, they don't know. It's by revelation. The way you are with God will determine the things he will reveal to you. Yes. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Take charge of me now.
Take charge of me now.
I submit to you.
I submit to you.
I submit to the Holy Spirit.
I submit to the Holy Spirit.
To lead me.
To lead me.
To direct me.
To direct me.
To inspire me.
To inspire me.
I submit.
I submit.
To Jesus Christ.
To Jesus Christ.
I submit.
I submit.
To the word of God.
To the word of God.
I submit.
I submit.
To the blood of Jesus.
To the blood of Jesus.
I submit. I submit.
I submit.
Pray the prayer of submission.
I submit, Lord. I submit.
Pray the prayer of submission right now.
I submit to the blood of Jesus. I submit, Lord, to the blood. I submit to you, Lord. I submit, 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 Lord. I submit to the blood, Lord. To Jesus Christ, Lord. I submit to the blood, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I put on the whole armor of God.
I put on the whole armor of God.
According to Ephesians chapter 6.
According to Ephesians chapter 6.
From verse 13.
From verse 13.
I put on the whole armor of God.
I put on the whole armor of God.
Ephesians 6:14. I put on the whole armor of God. I put on the whole armor of God.
I put on the whole armor of God.
I secure myself in the armor of God. I secure my body. I secure my atmosphere. I secure my heart. I secure my home.
I secure my
family. I secure my husband. I secure my wife. I secure my children. I secure my property. I secure. I secure. I secure. I secure. I secure. I secure.
I secure.
I secure. I secure.
I secure.
I secure. I secure.
I secure.
Amen. We are going to take away the license or the legal right right now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
Every unyielding power.
Every unyielding power.
Every unyielding spirit.
Every unyielding spirit.
Every unyielding demon.
Every unyielding demon.
Every unyielding situation.
Every unyielding situation.
Every unyielding condition.
Every unyielding condition.
You have a license.
You have a license.
You have a legal right.
You have a legal right.
There is a covenant.
There is a covenant.
There is an altar.
There is an altar.
That is inspiring you.
That is inspiring you.
And that altar.
And that altar.
And that covenant.
And that covenant.
Has a legal right.
Has a legal right.
Has a license.
Has a license.
But tonight.
But tonight.
As a covenant child of God.
As a covenant child of God.
With the blood.
With the blood.
Of the new covenant.
Of the new covenant.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
I take away.
I take away.
Your license,
your license.
I take away.
I take away.
Your legal right.
Your legal right.
I take away.
I take away.
Ancestral license.
Your ancestral license.
A legal right.
A legal right.
Generational license.
Generational license.
A legal right.
A legal right.
Family license.
Family license.
A legal right.
A legal right.
Parental license.
Parental license.
A legal right.
A legal right.
Personal license.
Personal license.
A legal right.
A legal right.
With the blood.
With the blood.
Of the new covenant.
Of the new covenant.
I take away.
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 I take away. I take away, take away, take away.
Shataka
Baba.
I take away.
I take away. I take away.
I take away.
I take away.
I
take away. Take away the
nonsense.
Take away the
nonsense.
Take away the nonsense. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any power.
Any power.
Any spiritual entity.
Any spiritual entity.
Any demon.
Any demon.
Any principality.
Any principality.
Behind this delay.
Behind this delay.
This unyielding delay.
This unyielding.
This unyielding condition.
This unyielding.
This unyielding situation.
This unyielding situation.
In my life.
In my life.
In my health.
In my health.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
In my husband's life.
In my wife's life.
In my wife's life.
In my wife's life.
In my home.
In my home.
In my career.
In my career.
In my office.
In my office.
In my job.
In my job.
Concerning my business,
my
the way it is not doing well,
the way it's not doing
no
well.
Change,
no change,
whatever spirit
in my finances,
that is not yielding,
that is not yielding.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
with the blood, of the new covenant,
the
blood of Jesus Christ,
the blood of Jesus Christ,
I take away, your legal right, I take away, your license, anything.
Anything.
That is your license.
That is your license.
That is your legal right.
That is your legal right.
For which you are not giving in.
For which you are not giving in.
For which you are not responding.
For which you are not responding.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I take away.
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 Your license.
Your legal right. Your license.
Your legal right.
Your license.
Your legal right.
Your license.
Your legal right.
Your license, your legal right,
I take away.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any legal right, any lances, have personally given to this situation, to the spirit, to the power, to the demon, to the altar, to the principality, behind this unyielding situation, any lances, any legal right. I have given through my mindset, my beliefs, my utterances, my lifestyle, oh Lord, with the blood of Jesus Christ, I take away that lifestyle, I take away that life, I take away that right, I have personally given. I take away. I know some of you have the call of God. From now, anytime a situation appears, take away the nonsense first. Those of you involved in deliverance ministry, I'm telling you, this is school. Before you take away the nonsense and the legal right, then command. You command. I was telling you, somebody said you talk too much. I was telling you, 1985, I started praying deliverance. I when you're casting out demon. The demon laugh and say, the beauty you can cast me out of. Grand also. So I asked the guy, because all the five people were manifesting, and we were two. There were seven who were going for an all night, so I went and arrived. There were six. And so I became number seven, the leader. Rabuja has come. Radela has come. From KJV Second. Yes, the leader. Of voter, mid voter. Yes, sir. The one we're casting out. You think you can count with food? I didn't eat food. So you, what did you? He said, Radela, I am full. I am really full. I say, leave. Go and stand outside. And confess your sins. Pray before you come. From 8, 9, the last person was delivered 4 a.m. 4 a.m. I alone. Five of them. Some were crawling like serpents. Some were like crocodiles, some were like lions. The way they were, honestly, at the point I was afraid that they would swallow me. I'm telling you, I was afraid because that was the first time I encountered something. We have encountered things. This thing you see, TV Joshua, it's not the first time. We've seen things. But those days, we didn't have covering. We were just starting. So you see, take away the nonsense, take away the legal right. Look, immediately you declare these things, you are now on the way. Now the demons will start saluting you. Say now.
Now.
Satan.
Satan.
And your host.
And your host.
Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
They are yielding Pharaoh.
They are yielding Pharaoh.
Behind this situation, your license and your legal right has been taken away. It 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 has been taken away. I therefore declare, you have no right. You have no right again. I say you have no right. You have no right in my situation. You have no right. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away.
Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. You have no right.
You have no right.
You have no right. Your right has been taken away. 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 Your right has been taken away.
Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken away. Your right has been taken
away. Your right
has been taken away. Your right has been taken away.
Your right has been taken away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right has
been taken away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right has
been taken away. Your right has
been taken away.
Your right has been taken away. Your
right has been taken away. Your right has
been taken away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right
has been taken away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right has been taken
away. Your right has been taken
away. Your right has been taken
away. Your right
has been taken away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right has been taken away.
Your right has been taken
away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right has
been taken away. Your right has
been taken away. Your right
has been taken away. Your
right has been taken away.
Your right has been taken
away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right
has been taken away. Your
right has been taken
away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right
has been taken away. Your right
has been taken
away. Your right has been taken
away. Your right has
been taken away. Your
right has been taken
away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right
has been taken away. Your right
has been taken away.
Your right has been taken away.
Your right has been taken
away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right has been
taken away. Your right has
been taken away. Your
right has been taken
away. Your right has been taken
away. Your right has
been taken away. Your right
has been taken away. Your
right has been taken away. Your right
has been taken away. Your
right has been taken away. Your right
has been taken away. Your
right has been taken
away. Your right has been
taken away. Give up right now.
Give up,
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 give up, give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up, give up,
give up, give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up, give up, Say every unyielding Pharaoh.
Every unyielding Pharaoh
representing
the powers,
the principalities,
the spirits,
the demons, the orders, the covenants,
behind
every unyielding
situation,
condition,
and battles
in my life,
I command
you unyielding Pharaoh,
your rights,
your license.
Taken away.
Therefore,
I command you
in the name of Jesus Christ,
by
the blood of Jesus Christ,
to give up my health,
give up my health, give up my dream, give up my destiny,
give up my mind,
give up my soul, give up my body,
give up my joy,
give up my
thought,
give up my celebration.
Peace.
As I clap my hands,
give up.
Give up.
Give up.
Give up.
Give up.
Give up.
Your license has been taken away. Your liquor rights have been taken away.
Amen.
The Lord said, I should remind you. Don't just say with your mouth, I take away your lancet. I take away your legal right. Stop doing that thing. That is giving him lancet. Stop. Look, prayer is not magical. Eh? You pray, you change. You. God is not magical. You think you can come and do mouth exercise? It can be mouth exercise. Like I've been telling you. Look, sometimes when I go to Achimota, it's a long time, about 2 years now, I've not been to Achimota. I pray in my room. I just go around to see how people are praying. Come and see acrobatics. Eh? Like those days. 1988. From 1985 to 1990, we were praying at Legon Botanical Garden. From Fountain Gate Bible College. I walk there. I walk to Legon. You don't know the things man has gone through. Somebody say, don't be saying this thing because it doesn't fit. I say, you don't know. I wish I had a picture. I walk, I will sit at place and rest. You get there. Come and see acrobatic. Rato, reketo, reketo, rekete. People rekete. Hakata kata. People, they will do, then they will climb, they will jump and hold the tree trunk. Ra, ra, ra. You hear, boa! It has fallen. So they stop us from praying. Prayer should not just be that kind of exercise. Prayer changes you. I am telling you, that's what brings results. God is not a magician. So, God, the Lord said, I should tell you, as you have removed the legal right and the license, take that thing that you don't do it again to reestablish. Say reestablish.
Reestablish.
Say reestablish.
Reestablish.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
Behind my situation.
Behind my situation.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's house.
From my hometown.
From my hometown.
From my workplace.
From my workplace.
From my office.
From my office.
From my neighborhood.
From my neighborhood.
From my community.
From
within the church.
From within the church.
Wherever there is unyielding Pharaoh operating against me, your legal rights has been taken away. Your license has been taken away. Therefore, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command you, give up on my life,
give up
on my testimony,
give up
on my expectation,
give up
on my dream,
give up
on my prophetic way,
give up
on my marriage, on my husband,
on my wife,
on my children,
give up
on my childbirth,
give up
on my spiritual atmosphere.
Give up
on my ministry,
on my calling,
on my document,
on my approval.
As I clap,
give up,
give up,
give up,
give up. Command them to give up.
Give up,
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 In the mighty name of Jesus,
in the mighty name of
you are yielding Pharaoh.
You are yielding Pharaoh.
Your lances has been taken
your
away.
Your
legal right has been taken
your
away.
Legal right has been taken
by
away.
Our Lord and Savior.
By our Lord and Savior.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And nail it to the cross.
And nail it to the
therefore,
cross.
I command you.
Therefore, I command
in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
And with the blood of Jesus
and
Christ.
The blood of Jesus
give
Christ.
Up on my career.
Give
up on my talent.
Give
up on my business.
Give
up on my finances. Give up on my relationship. Give up on my business. Give up on my way. As I clap my hands. Give up, give up. Give up, give up. Give up, give up. Give up, give up. Give up,
give up. Give up, give up. Give up, give up. Give up, give up. Give up, give up. Give up, give up. Give up, give up. Give up, give up. Give up, give up.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say you are yielding Pharaoh.
You are yielding Pharaoh.
Anything of mine.
Anything of mine.
You are not letting go.
You are not letting go.
Exodus 5:1-2. Moses, God said, Moses, go to Pharaoh. Tell him, let my people go to hold the festival. Exodus 9:1. Let my people go to worship. Pharaoh said, who is that Lord? Who is that Lord of yours that I should let you go? I won't let you go. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
With the blood.
With the blood.
Of the new covenant.
Of the new covenant.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
I command you.
I command you.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
Every unyielding Pharaoh.
Anything of mine.
Anything of mine.
In your custody.
In your custody.
That you are not letting go.
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 You are commanded tonight. By the blood.
The blood
of the new covenant, the blood of Jesus Christ, let it go now.
Let it go
as I clap my hands. Let it go now.
Let it go.
I said, let it go. Anything of mine in your custody,
let it go.
Release it now. Release it now. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Every unyielding power, let it go.
In Jesus' name. Now I want you to personalize it. Look, don't think that pastors you know, prophets you know. We don't know. Elisha said about the Shunammite woman, when she was coming and Elisha saw, sent Gehazi, look at the woman coming. And then when Gehazi went again, and when the woman said the prophet, said, oh, God has hidden it from me. We don't know.
Okay.
Unless God made us to know. We don't know. So right now, I don't know something of yours. Some of you, I know. You want husband. So physically, I know you are not married. Even though I don't know whether you really want to marry. Like I was prophesying on somebody that you have a child. You have a boy. I used to, whenever I'm doing, those days when I'm ministering around, I'm throwing the garment or whatever, and then people are falling, God is moving. Always, I think I've said to her about 5 times. I was only shocked. Maybe she's even online watching. I was shocked one day. When after church, she came and said, Pastor, actually, I don't want a child. I said, oh. And I've been saying this to them. One day you will not tell me so that I stop saying it. I keep on, because I always see you carry a boy. Oh. So you see, I don't know whether you need it though. I am seeing you. You are not mad. Maybe you don't need a husband. Then I am worried. So you must tell God right now. That thing that you think should come, that is not coming. Any door that you think should open, that is not opening. Any breakthrough, because I don't know. God hasn't told me. But when he tells me, I will tell you. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I command you, unyielding Pharaoh.
I command you, unyielding Pharaoh.
Whatever you are not letting go.
In my life.
Which should come to me.
As I command you.
With the blood. Of the new covenant. The blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As I clap my hands,
and
as I mention it, let it go. Let my blessing go. Let my healing go. Let my deliverance go. Let my husband go.
Let
my promotion go. Mention it. I don't know it. Mention it right now.
Let it go.
Fatole prando colo, ikayanda la prande katala baba, ikoro basikale sakure baba, ikaro la baba letia, ikayanda la baba. Mention it.
Let my business go.
Are you the Pharaoh?
Let it go.
It's time now.
Let it go.
Let my miracle go.
Let it go.
Let my breakthrough go. Let my open door go. Let my childbirth go. Let my husband go. It simply means release. Release now. Release now. Anything of my holding. Let my next level go. Let my next level go. Let the blessed heart be released. Yes, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let my healing go. Let my deliverance go. Let my promotion go. Let it go. Let it go. Let my husband go. It simply means let my husband come. Release my husband. Release my wife. Release my miracle. Release my testimony. Let my testimony go. Let my testimony go. Let my traveling documents go. Let my traveling documents go. Let my breakthrough go. Let my business go. Let my career go. Let my finances go. Let my next level go. Let my promotion go. Let it go.
Let my healing go. Let my testimony go. Let my solution go. Let my miracle go.
It is happening.
Let my joy go. Let my peace go. Let my husband go. Let my wife go. Let my marriage go.
Leave my marriage alone. Leave my husband alone. Leave my wife alone.
Let my childbirth go. Let my womb go. Let my reproductive system go. Let my organs go. Sakara.
Anything that is delaying your life.
It is not God who is delaying. It is not God who is holding. It's the Pharaoh. His legal right, his license has been taken away. So command the Pharaoh to let that thing go. Let that area of your life go. Let it go. Pharaoh, let it go. Let it go. Let my testimony go. Let my healing go. Let release it. Release right now. Let it go. Let my finances go. Let my business go. Let my career go. That blessing that is coming. Yes. Let it go. Let it go. Hey.
Let it go.
Release my heart.
Release my life. In Jesus' name. I just said a prayer for you right now. Say, you stubborn Pharaoh.
You stubborn Pharaoh.
Say, you stubborn Pharaoh.
You stubborn Pharaoh.
With the blood of Jesus Christ, I break your stubbornness.
I break
your stubbornness. Tonight, as I clap my hand, I break your stubbornness. 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 Every stubborn Pharaoh. How many times did Moses go to Pharaoh? Then, how many times did the widow in Luke 18 went to the unjust judge? We don't know. But she might have gone several times. This prayer we are praying, don't let this prayer sleep. I'm telling you, from today, if every day you give it 30 minutes, just this one, this taking away the land sense, the legal Pharaoh. Please. I heard something, but God said, don't say it. But I'm being tempted. I nearly said it. If you give this prayer, even 10 minutes every day, 15 minutes every day, 10 minutes every day, this particular one, to the point, let this thing go. Pharaoh, stubborn Pharaoh, and yielding Pharaoh. God said, I should tell you the next. I don't know. Sometimes, God, I don't know. But obey you. I have to obey you. If, look, let me tell you, God is helping. Do you know? It is already happening.
Amen.
You know, I understand. God wants some things to be a surprise. Because maybe after just announcing them, He's going to activate something. Some things have started happening. I told my wife.
Yes, sir.
I mentioned some people's names. I mentioned some people's name to her. That this, it has started. From the first of this month, it has started.
Amen.
I say it has started.
Amen.
Say it has started in my life.
It has started in my life.
Say good things have started happening.
Good things have started happening.
I said they are happening.
They are happening.
They are beginning to happen.
They are beginning to happen.
Pharaoh has let it go.
Whatever
Pharaoh has released, I possess.
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 Anything of mine.
That Pharaoh
has let go.
Has let go.
I possess.
I possess.
I take over.
I take over.
I possess.
I possess.
I take over.
I take over.
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 Amen.
God said it has happened.
Amen.
I mentioned some people's name when we're coming to church. Specifically. But God has just warned me. Don't mention it. It has started. This man, amen, first, it has begun.
Amen.
In fact, it's going to be a surprise to the people themselves.
Amen.
I'm telling you, by the time you sleep and wake up, by the time you sleep and wake up, it will be like a dream.
Amen.
It will be like a dream.
Amen.
It will be like a dream.
Amen.
But it is real.
Amen.
But it is real.
Amen.
But it is not a dream.
Amen.
It is real.
Amen.
It is real. Amen. God said, I shouldn't tell you what it is. But if you are sensitive and you know what it is, you know what you should do. If you believe it's you, you know what you should do. The last prayer I want to pray. Give me Ezekiel 11, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 2. From verse 1, Ezekiel. Then the Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the gate of the house of the Lord. That faces east. Like a chapel, the chapel, one of the doors. There at the entrance of the gate were 25 men. And I saw among them Jazania, son of Azu, and Pelatia, son of Benaiah, leaders of the people. Leaders. Oh, you know what leaders can do. What the devil can use leaders to do. When a leader tells you, as for this church, as for pastor, you can write a book. This alone is enough. We can write. He has said, he has finished it. That's why I hold leaders tight. The Lord said to me, son of man, these are the men who are plotting evil and giving wicked advice in this city. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
By the blood of the new covenant.
By the blood of the new covenant.
Any agent of Pharaoh.
Any agent of Pharaoh.
That is plotting evil.
That is plotting evil.
And giving wicked advice.
Against me.
Agent of Pharaoh.
Plotting evil.
And giving wicked advice to anyone.
Against me.
With the key of David
and
the blood of Jesus Christ, I shut them down.
I shut them down.
And let the blood swallow them. As I clap my hands, I shut them down. Say any agent of the devil.
Any agent of the devil.
Who has become a negative voice in people's ears. Against me. One of the things that the devil has successfully, the area he has succeeded in my ministry, is negative perception. People don't know me. You don't know me. Tell me. People don't know me. You know me only when God wants you to know me. I'm telling you, only my wife and they know me. I don't know who knows me in this church. Maybe someone or two. You don't know me. Look, one day, I was driving. There was this sister I've not seen in church for a long time. When the wooden spatula, I was driving. When at the filling station there, before the Alajo, I just met the sister. I stopped. I said, why? I've not seen you in church for a long time. And she said, oh, this thing happened. I said, and you didn't come to tell me? I've been told that you don't welcome people. You don't like people to come to you, to come and bother you. I said, me? Fortunately, one of our mothers was passing the other way. She called me, said, Pastor, how are you? She said, Pastor, that's a woman. She told me. I said, Mama, come. Stand by her. I said, what did you, when? The woman, you see, perception. People don't know me. That one, the devil assassinated. People talk, say things. But I don't care. Do you know what God was telling me when we were coming to church? He said, deliverance is for qualified people. You have to be qualified to be a member here. Those who don't qualify, God will remove them.
Amen.
I'm telling you. Those God will remove you. It's for qualified people. It's not for anyone. So those of you here, you are qualified.
Amen.
I say you are qualified.
Amen.
Shata kabara.
Kabara.
Say anyone that has become
a
negative voice.
A negative voice.
Look, do you know you are going to marry? And somebody just tells you, can you marry that girl? Look, that word, that can you marry? You don't know. You think it's just a word. When you are in the marriage is going on. Some problem come. That voice will come. See, they told you, can you marry? Every human being has a problem. We are not angels. Myself and my wife, we are not angels. We still quarrel. We still misunderstand. So supposing somebody deploying something, then that, you see, they asked me, can you marry? Can you marry that lady? Hey, you don't know what these voices can do. Say anyone
that has become
a negative voice
in somebody's ears
against me
speaking
negative things
to people against me.
Shut them down.
Shut them down.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Anytime somebody is close to you, before you realize the person begins to separate, distance, you find out what is wrong. So, no. Somebody has said something about you to the person. I'm telling you, this church, I know. People were close to me. All of a sudden, immediately somebody became close to them. You can see that now. God, they talk. They talk about you. But listen to me. It will not work.
Amen.
I say it will no longer work.
Amen.
It will no longer work.
Amen.
Those agents have been shut down.
Amen.
They have been shut down.
Jesus' name.
I said something this morning podcast. Please keep what you know about people to yourself. and let people themselves discover what they want to know about people. Look, as a pastor, I don't know who I don't know you. I know all of you. I know your weakness. I know you. And you also know me. When I'm angry, you know. So we know each other. I know you. But you know, I don't use what I know about you against you. As a pastor, God will make me know so that I help you. So that I help you. So that we help each other. Look, people have been spoken to in this church. They left. Today they are crying. I'm telling you, they have lost people. Today they are crying. Because they gave their ears to people who call themselves prophets. This church is like this. This pastor is like this. This pastor is so close to this woman. This pastor is flirting with this woman. This pastor is doing this. And they have heard. They have heard. Today they are crying. Thank God that they are crying. People will cry a little with you, but you will cry forever. Look, don't look. Let everybody cry your own cry. Don't let anybody come and create any cry for you. And those of you around who make comments, watch yourselves. Because your time is up. Your time is up. Look, me. I only listen to people. What I know about Braruma. And another person is coming to tell me. Oh, I see. So you know this, eh? Let's pray for him. That's what I do. That's what I do. That's my wife. She doesn't tell me about people. Because the moment I say, the question say, I'm just giving you a, I say, how do you know? Did you get, have you asked the person? So. This, because these things, you don't know. You don't know how they are blocking people's doors. Because you carry some wrong information about people. And it is delaying you. It's causing you. Say, any voice that has been established in my ears.
That has been established against me.
Amen. Some husbands are not relating well to their wife because of something they heard. Something small they heard about their wife. Something small they heard. They have not even taken time to find them. Something small they heard. Who of you here that have spoken to somebody about you? I've spoken to you about somebody. And in this year, who have I come to say, watch out, Peter, and watch yourself about Peter. Eh? Who have I spoken like that? I don't do that because I am creating something in somebody's mind negative. Maybe the person just Maybe something happened once and then the person acted like that. That's not the person, how the person is. Let's be patient and be careful. We are some people, immediately people come to church, they begin to ask for this church. Ask for, they will not leave home, but they are telling, ask for this. Ask, some of you are sitting here, you are part of them. I'm telling you, and I know where those people sit. I won't point at that place. Yes. Yes. Say any voice.
Any voice.
Any negative voice about me.
Any negative voice
that has been established.
That has been established.
In somebody's ears.
To work negatively
against me. Let that voice be shut down.
From today, it disappears.
Say anybody.
Any mind
that has been taken from me. Let the blood of Jesus. Bring that mind back.
Bring
that mind back. Bring that person back.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
every collision.
Every alliance
of negative plotters,
wicked plotters
in this church, wicked plotters in this church, wicked counselors 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 in my family, wicked counselors in my office, wicked counselors at my workplace, with the blood of Jesus, I shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. Our last prayer. Lift up your hands. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
We lift the victory banner.
We lift the victory banner.
Over this nation.
Over this nation.
We set the victory banner. Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
On the cross of Calvary.
According to Colossians chapter 2.
According to Colossians 15.
We set the victory banner. Against national principalities.
Regional principalities.
Principalities, regional principalities, districts, principalities, villages and towns, and cities over this nation. We set the victory power against the controlling power over this nation, over all the nations in Africa, over all the nations in Europe, over all the nations in America, over all the nations in Australia, over all the nations in Asia, over Israel. We set the victory banner. 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 We set the victory banner over the controlling power and forces of this nation. We set the victory banner. We set the victory banner. We set the victory banner. Shakata kabara. We set the victory banner. We shakata kabaya. We le papa le kete kabara. We le papa le kete kabara. We le papa le kete kabaya. Those who are following online, whichever country you are, whichever county you are, whichever region you are, set the victory banner over the principalities and the powers, over the controlling forces in that nation, in that country, in that region, in that town or village. Set the victory banner, set the victory banner, set the victory banner. Get hold and get influence over this nation. Be broken over Israel. Be broken. Spiritual blindness be broken.
Amen.
See, every Pharaoh.
Every Pharaoh.
Unyielding Pharaoh.
Unyielding Pharaoh.
And stubborn Pharaoh.
And stubborn Pharaoh.
In my family.
In my family.
I just said, in my family.
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 Stubborn Pharaoh.
Stubborn Pharaoh.
Unyielding Pharaoh.
Unyielding Pharaoh.
In the Bojas family.
In the Amehos family.
In the Amehos family.
In the
Amehos
family.
In the
Amehos family.
My wife is Amehos. So if you are married, my father's family, my mother's family, your wife, your wife's father's and mother's family, eh? You mentioned. Say, in the family.
In the family.
In my family.
In my family.
In my family.
In my family.
With the blood.
With the blood.
Of the new covenant.
Of the new covenant.
I shut them down.
I shut them down.
I take away your lances.
I take away your lances.
And I shut you down.
I shut you down.
In my family.
In my family.
I shut you down.
In my wife's family.
In my husband's family.
In my
father's family. In my mother's family. I shut you down. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We set the victory banner.
We set the victory banner.
Against principalities.
Against principalities.
And the agents of Pharaoh.
And the agents of Pharaoh.
In this community.
In this community.
In this community.
In this community.
In Kotobabi. In this area, where the Ayam temple is located, we set the victory banner against. We set the victory banner against. Against controlling powers, principalities, agents of the devil. We set the victory banner. 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 And we release every soul in this area. We release them.
We release them.
We release them.
We set them free.
We release them.
We set them free.
We release them.
We set them free.
Every soul
that
Satan's influence, we release them. We set them free.
We release them.
We set them free.
We release them.
We set them free.
There is a word here for somebody.
Two words. One is saying that negative decision that is to be taken against you, it has been reversed.
Amen.
Maybe it's at your workplace. I don't know. Say that negative decision that is to be taken against you has been reversed.
Amen.
Has been reversed.
Amen.
Has been reversed.
Amen.
Has been reversed.
Amen.
Another word that came for somebody. He said, your documents have been approved.
Amen.
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 Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.